here's a story from The World.
For restaurant owners and workers, the pandemic has been especially tough. So today, the United Kingdom announced a unique approach to help bring back the diners. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
It was a long 106 days that restaurants and pubs sat closed to the public during lockdown in the UK. Establishments reopened this past weekend, and UK Finance Minister Rishi Sunak wants to keep them full with an unprecedented proposal.
This moment is unique. We need to be creative.
Chancellor Sunak's creative plan is called Eat Out to Help Out. Details were announced today in Parliament.
Meals eaten at any participating business will be 50% off up to a maximum discount of £10 per head for everyone, including children.
50% off businesses per meal per person. Here's the fine print. Diners can use this voucher an unlimited amount of times, though alcohol is not included. The plan is only set to run in August, and businesses can opt in or out at their choosing.
Each week in August, businesses can then claim the money back with the funds in their bank account within 5 working days.
In other words, the restaurants won't lose any money. Chancellor Sunak says the government will repay them the discounted amount.
And with this measure, we can all eat out to help out.
Yeah. Chatter quickly arose throughout Parliament and throughout the restaurant industry. Praise poured in from major chains like Pizza Hut, Yo Sushi, and Wagamama. But others aren't on board.
Initial reaction is terrible.
Joe Paini runs the Ginger Italian restaurant in Surrey, outside of London. He says he doesn't have time to go through the reimbursement process the plan would require.
When we're trying to come out of the debt that this 3 months closure has left us in, why give us the workload of asking for it back? I think it sounds stupid. We need the money now, like today.
Paini also says the £10 maximum discount isn't going to help diners all that much. It's less than $13. And he doesn't need any help getting customers in the door. Since reopening, his restaurant has been fully booked. So Paini says the Ginger Italian likely will not be signing up to participate.
It's a definite no, but are we going to have to sign up for the scheme to compete with the restaurants that are signing up to the scheme? It's because my midweek customers might hop there, but otherwise, definitely not.
A spokesperson for the UK's Treasury Ministry told me they don't have an estimate for how many restaurants will participate, but they say around 130,000 are eligible to take part in the plan. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.